Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Ooh, I still remember how your love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to see if it's true that a man ain't supposed to cry. But I'll put my pride aside. Let you see it's all from my eyes. I'm so happy you're still in my life. I'm in like, oh, how I feel. And I won't ever change.
You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's
Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in a vibrant harmony, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. You yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly turn in to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message. Just under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen.
If you continue in the faith, grounded, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel,
hallelujah,
which ye have heard and which ye have preached to every creature which under the heavens, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So, Paul said, I became a minister because of this gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If you start listening to the gospel, you can't help but to go out and share it. You got the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to share it. Can't hold it.
Amen.
So Paul recognized that all of this stuff was predicated by being in Christ. And in that being said, to continue in the faith. And we've been over and over, and it's probably, we'll never get tired of going over and over it. But you understand that faith is the word of God, just plain and simple. When you think of faith going forward, think of the word of God. So if a person doesn't have the word of God, they don't have faith, because that became their substance. That faith is their substance. And they standing on that. They're not just standing on feelings. They're not standing on ideals, but they're standing on the faith that is the truth. See, that's where it had to start with, brothers. It had to start with truth. So you're to continue in the faith. You'll continue in this truth. God is taking us to stay grounded. And don't be moved from this. This is the hope of the gospel. Well, what are you saying? See, it's one thing to think what the world teaches, and it's another thing to think what the Word of God teaches. So the Word of God teaches us a different kind of truth than the world. Like, for instance, I have to read some of them, too. I got to go forward. Romans 3:24. Get pastor to read that. See, I want to show you the difference between where the world stands. And I remember Colossians, I'll probably never forget this scripture, but it said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. That's if you be risen. What Christ said, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Remember, you're dead and your life is hidden with Christ. Got to believe that.
Amen.
God expects that from us, brothers and sisters. That's if you've been risen. And that's a possibility. You may not have been risen. That's a possibility. You may have not crucified the flesh. And if so, you can continue in this truth.
All right now. Amen.
Will you read Romans 3:24?
Yes, Pastor. being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus, that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me read that again. Being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
He's in the spirit. It's in Christ. Meaning, mm-hmm. so he said to continue this faith now. This is the faith we're to continue in. Not guilty. Not guilty of sin. People want to always remind you that you're sinful. They don't never want you to ever forget, because that's a world way. They forget that Romans 8:1 says, now, therefore, now is no condemnation.
Yes. Amen.
That's what awaits us who have died and been risen. There's no condemnation.
Amen.
And I like 1 Corinthians 1:2. Read that for us, Pastor.
Corinthians 1 and verse 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Amen.
Yeah. We are sanctified. In other words,
yeah.
we have been made acceptable in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Because of Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2 says we are set free from the laws of sin and death. You're free from that. So you're gonna have to believe one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
1 Corinthians 1:12. Read that one, Pastor.
1 Corinthians 1:12. Now, this I say, that every one of you saith, I am Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what you just read, Pastor?
Oh, 1 Corinthians 1:12.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Can you read 1 Corinthians 1:30?
Okay. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen.
See, if you'll continue in this faith, this is the faith he's telling us to continue in.
Mm-hmm.
Put your faith in the fact that we are righteous and holy in Christ. Continue in this.
Yes.
Continue in 2 Corinthians 5:17, which happens to be one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen, amen.
And let me tell you this, you don't get... Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen.
Well, see, this doesn't become a reality until you understand 2 Corinthians 5:16. You got to understand that first. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't get 16, you'll never appreciate 17. You got to get 16. And then you back it up and get 15. Or you won't understand this stuff.
Yes, yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
16 verse says, wherefore, henceforth, know
mm-hmm.
we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, Yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Stop trying to know God. Stop trying to know Christ after the flesh.
Amen. Yes.
You'll never get this knowledge. You want to see him. That's not the truth you want to know. The truth you want to know is after the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The Bible says that beside all this, for the love of Christ constrain us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. We all died, brothers and sisters. You're going to have to believe that. This is what you're going to have to put your faith in. You're going to have to keep your faith in.
Yeah.
Do you keep your faith in what the Word of God is saying? Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So when he tells us over here in Colossians, if you'll continue in the faith, grounded. This is the stuff you want to be grounded in, the stuff we're talking about. You want to be grounded in the fact that you are a new creature.
Yeah.
But what happened to them? So don't allow people to call you sinners. You got to remind them. I'm sorry, Pastor, but it is what it is. You got to remind them of who you are. You know who you are, but you got to remind others.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you don't, they want to see you. They want you to look like them. They want to see you in the light that they see themselves. They'll never see it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when you read scripture like Romans 3, all they're going to see is 21. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They'll never see 24 that you've been declared righteous. They'll never see that part, that you're not guilty. They only want to see what they know to be a fact, and that is that you're guilty because they're guilty. The only reason you're like that is they want you to see God through their eyes. But that day is over with. We got to start showing people God through the eyes of God, through the eyes of faith.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we'll go there. I didn't want to, but I'm going to go there now. 1 Corinthians 15 and 22. 1 Corinthians 15, 22. Brothers and sisters, you got to stay grounded in this faith, man. You got to stay in this word. You got to continue in this stuff. You can't afford to be flopping around in some stuff other than the word of God. You can't do it, man. I'm telling you.
Right.
It's not
That's
good
right.
for you. It's not conducive. It's not for you. It may be for somebody else, but because you are a new creature now, you see things through the eyes of God. So whatever God's saying about you, you down with it. You with that.
Amen.
You don't care if you fit it or not. You just no longer want to be what man say you are. You want to be what the Word say you are. Remember the other day we were talking about, brothers and sisters, first of all, you can't lean to your own understanding. And secondly, you got to get away from these philosophers and beware of these people who want to just teach you the world way and not teach you the way of Christ.
Yes, amen.
But in 1 Corinthians, what I said, 15 and 22.
Yes, Pastor. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen, amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
Read that at the Messenger Bible.
Okay. Like 15:22 from the Message Bible. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, than those with him at his coming. Amen, amen.
See, understand this, brothers and sisters. Everyone have to die out of self, have to die out of man's way. Because remember, we all was part of Adamic world, the Adamic world, meaning flesh and blood. You got to die out of that. And eventually you're going to die one way or the other, but you can die right now out of this.
If
you crucify the flesh, you can die right now out of that way of thinking, out of that mentality, if you will. The Bible says, as in Adam, all die. So you're going to die either way. But here's the part I want you to get a hold of. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. If you're going to die, your spirit man will be made alive on this earth, in this frame, in this time, in this dispensation. Right now, your spirit man is going to be made alive.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's what's going on. But the only way it's going to happen, if you have to continue in this faith, continue in this truth, continue in this gospel.
Amen.
Every man, you know, his own order. A pastor might have saw this thing done in, 2001. I might have saw it done in 2002. Every man is on order. Next person may see it in June the 9th, 2021. But let me tell you, we all got to be part of this resurrection.
Yes, yeah, say that.
You got to be delivered up. Your spirit has to be delivered up. Then you go back to Colossians 3:1, you'll see where it says, if you be risen with Christ. Well, what part are you going to be risen with?
Amen, amen.
If you then be risen with him, if you then be risen with him, let me say that one more time. So since you were born back to life, you know, you was brought back to life with Christ, focus on the things above, where Christ is seated. That's the need to be our focus. Position yourself as into Christ. Keep your mind on the things of the spirit. And I'm going to tell you, there's all kind of things that will get you distracted. Little bitty, especially when you start reading little bitty comments on social media and you know it's not true. See, sometimes you don't have to attack everything, you know. You don't have to win every battle because you know you're going to win the war. You don't have to believe everything people tell you. When people tell you you're this and they'll tell them you're not. You're what the Word of God says you are. That's what the enemy can't do. That's what he can't take. Galatians 3:28 says, I want y'all to hear this. See, as a believer, and she's going to find Galatians 3:28, but as a believer, 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we have received God's righteousness. Yeah. See, that's how you continue in the faith. You receive it. And you say, thank you, Lord. I'm walking in this stuff. Yeah. But in Galatians 3:28, would you read that, please?
Yes. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen.
That's what I'm going to continue in. I'm going to continue to identify, if you will, with my faith based on the Word of God. That's what I'm going to identify with.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
This, brothers and sisters. So, when I tell you that the church at Ephesians, and we yesterday, day before yesterday, we was reading about Ephesians, I think it was 1:16-23, we'll go back there. Because Paul prayed that the Ephesians would know Christ better. And that's my prayer for the church. I want people to know Christ better. I want them to know Christ and not know an organization. I want them to know Christ and not know a bunch of rules and regulations. I want them to know Christ as a pastor than knowing some man as their pastor. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have jealousy about anything, brothers and sisters. One of the easiest thing there is to do nowadays is to go start a church. Because
mm-hmm.
you guess what? You can start in your house.
Amen, amen.
Well, I mean, you're only a couple people, you know. Yeah, it's not a big deal. Even though that's what they think it is. But really, it's not. Because they're doing man stuff, but they're not doing God stuff. Christ is the head of the church, and that has to become a reality. But in
mm-hmm.
Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Wow. Pray that the Ephesians would know Christ better.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is
yeah.
our model, if you will. That's our
mm-hmm.
model. And the more we know of him, the more we're able to be like him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's for those who will seek. Those that are looking to be like him. Those that have risen. So study Jesus'
mm-hmm.
life in the gospel to see what he was like, say, 2,000 years ago. And get to know him through prayer, through personal commitment. Everybody said they got a relationship with Christ, but they don't. Because most people don't understand to have a relationship with Christ is to be in the Word and not to know him
mm-hmm.
according to the flesh. They don't know
That's
him. They don't even read their Bible. I'm talking about they got a relationship.
Have mercy. Mm-hmm.
How do you go have a relationship without some intimacy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody read? Come on now. But John 15:7 said you have to abide in the Word and the Word abide in you.
That's right.
That has to be some intimate to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to continue in it, in the gospel, which is the truth, and start confessing what the Word of God say. See,
That's
in
right.
a relationship, and if y'all don't mind, you have to spend some time in it, and you got to determine, okay, yeah, we click here, we click that, and yes, I'm willing to do this. Yes, I'm with. See, there has to be some time spent, some quality time. I like to call it me on time.
All right.
One-on-one time. Some one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta let the chillin' go.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta let some housework go.
Yes, yes.
You may have to put your job on pause for a moment. Because
uh-huh.
when you're entering a relationship, you're talking about intimacy. You're talking about what does it really mean to say, you know what, I began to care. I began to get feelings. And I know I'm probably talking to the choir, but let me say this to you, brothers and sisters. Don't let your mind fool you because you know somebody, because you've been around them, because they told you they like you. That don't mean you have a relationship because everybody else say, oh, well, you know what? He this and he that, or she's this and she's that. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, God expects us to be in a relationship with him. And for that to happen, you know him. You know him through prayer, through personal knowledge of him.
Yeah.
Just not only how he changed your life, but changed your walk.
Mm-hmm.
The hope
is
not a rather feeling that the future will be positive. See, if you want your future positive in a relationship, then there must be a communication.
Amen. Amen.
Some people need to really get into the Word of God and do it based on the Word of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie Romans 8, 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Romans 8:23-24, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet? Amen.
See, listen, dear heart. God expects us to continue in this relationship with him. He expects us to continue in the Word of God, to continue in this faith. And if we'll do that, why are you hoping for what you can see? No, you don't hope for what you can see.
All right. Now.
Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. It's the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
What it is.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, so. In Ephesians, well, in Romans 3, also in Ephesians 4 and 4, wasn't going to go there, but the Lord telling me to go there. So in Ephesians 4 and 4.
Ephesians 4 and 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Amen.
Yeah. Listen, brothers and sisters, there is one body, one spirit. You know, the Bible says the two shall become one. That's what makes the relationship. You've been called into this. You've been called to the unity of the spirit.
Yeah.
That's what you've been called to. One God. One Father.
Mm-hmm.
Of us all. And through us all.
Yes.
Oneness. That's what we've been called to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God expects for us to continue in the gospel, in the truth.
Amen.
See, we are marked as God's beloved. We are marked belonging to God by the Holy Spirit. And I got that right out the Word of God. You got a mark on you. That's the mark you want to always remember.
Mm-hmm.
I read that over there. Now, let me take you there. Because, see, a lot of times people don't realize your sin been taken away. If you can get that revelation and know that that's true, then you continue in the faith. But to you keep on worrying about sin and harping after sin. Your sin has been taken away, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Man, if you don't praise God over nothing else, the Lord take you. Thank you for taking away my sin. Well, let's read this verse. Because that's in the 7th verse. I think I was going to the 13th verse. Didn't I say Ephesians 1:7.
Okay. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen, amen.
Read that at the Messenger Bible, if you will, Pastor.
I want
you to get a deeper understanding for this. I want you to get a more rich understanding for this, brothers and sisters.
And from the Message Bible, 1:7, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. Free of penalties and punishment, chopped up all by our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. Amen.
I'm going to have to park that for you, because I want you to get this. Ephesians 1:7 is saying our sins are taken away.
Thank you, Lord.
What that mean is, you sitting at the table, and your food is there, and you get done, and the waiter come and take that plate. I don't know, maybe gonna bring you some dessert, but he take that plate away.
Mhm, that's right.
If you can use your imagination for a few moments. Your sin was on that plate.
All right.
So where did it go? He took it away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a good waiter or a good waitress, probably put it in the trash.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we got to see that like that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But he poured out his blood for this. And you're going to say, well, no, I'm still dealing with my sin. You don't have a sin problem. You need to stop believing that lie. Satan got, he got the whole world believing you got a sin problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus took it away.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you know what, Pastor? That sounds good, but I don't feel it. Yeah. I was talking to somebody, and they told me those exact words. They said, well, I don't know. I got to feel this thing. Oh, really? You'll never feel this here.
Amen. Amen.
Christ was the first fruit. Simply meaning he died and came back alive. Spirit man died and came back alive. So he was the first one that did this. Now we do this.
Yeah.
We do that. Our spirit man do the same thing, and Christ was our model. He was our example, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, we belong to Christ because he bought us. So now we're under the headship of Christ, who's the head of the We are marked as belonging to God. So when I read that 13th verse, let me go in and find this because I know it's there. Ephesians 1, think about the 13th verse is what I'm looking for. Ephesians 1, 13th verse. Read that for me, Pastor, if you will.
Okay. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen.
Y'all heard that? See, once you heard that truth, that gospel that we are talking about over there in Colossians 1 and 23, if you're continuing the faith, ground and settle, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, see, you heard that. You're not being moved from that. You're staying true to that. You're staying in that.
Mm-hmm.
You're staying true to the idea that if all died in Adam, then all should rise in Christ. That's on this side. It's not on the other side. Baby. Yeah. I mean, he told you that lie. That has to happen over here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when I read this 13th verse in Ephesians 1, it makes a lot of sense to me. We're included in Christ. We're included. You've been included now. Because you heard the message. You heard this truth. You heard the gospel.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Even though you was alienated or we was alienated, but because we heard this truth now, that put us on a different level altogether.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So we have the seal of the promise now, which is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
But you got to keep on believing the message. You got to keep on putting this message before the lies that people tell. You gotta keep putting it up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I want to share this with y'all. And you gotta see it for what it's worth. Over in Ephesians 1, I'm gonna go there because I want to share something else about this 13th. But in Ephesians 1, since we're there, I want you to back down to verse 5, I think it's 6. Verse 5 and 6. Let's go back down to verse 5 and 6.
Okay. Having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
He predestined us for adoption to the Son. Now let me tell you another way to see it. God had already made this decision.
All right.
I don't know if you ever got one of those cards in the mail that say you've been pre-approved.
Yes.
Based on some findings, you've already been pre-approved. Now, they may tell you, give you a call, you've been pre-approved for $20,000. Act right now. You don't have to go through that long rigmarole or this, that, and the other. Hey, you've been already pre-approved.
Hallelujah.
Let me take you a little closer to this. When you're filling out adoption papers, and some parents had already been selected, and they've been pre-approved because they've already went through the screening process. There's a screening process. I'm just trying to tell you all that, but But they said, you know what? Based on your salary, based on your living, based on things you did, and they put all this stuff in the pile and say, okay, you know what? You've been pre-approved to adopt this child over here. Any of one of these children over here, you've been already pre-approved. You don't have to go through no screening. You don't have to go through none of that stuff. That's pretty much what this is saying, brothers. My love, your faith in the Word of God, all of this stuff here had made you a candidate. You was already, you've been pre-approved for this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And God said, you know what? This is my good pleasure. Yeah, I'm going to adopt you. You meet our, everything we want to be an adopted one. So, hey, if you meet the criteria, we're adopting you. I like that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rich. You don't just don't know how rich that is.
Yeah.
We've been adopted. You
Thank
know,
you, Lord.
I have some, a couple of my children, they've adopted some kids. Man, you're talking about one of the most beautiful smiles you could ever see. And then I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you, one of them is Caucasian. Yeah, adopted a Caucasian. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. What they did was they went and adopted. But when they went to get this little boy, you should have saw the smile. He could far less care what color. He could. He didn't care about any of that stuff. He was being adopted. See, you can't appreciate that if you've had parents all your life. You can't appreciate that if you've had a roof over your head all your life. You can't appreciate that unless you say, you know what? Man, that's a wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That was in life. I didn't know I could have a car. I didn't know I could go in the refrigerator and pick out what. See, you never had to do that, then you can't appreciate it. Like somebody who don't know where the next meal coming from. Somebody that don't know where they finna be bounced to from one week to the next. But you find out that you got some adoption paper, boy, you talking about a smile. You talking about rejoice.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mighty of Christ, you rejoice, man.
Yeah.
We've been adopted to the sonship through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it was God's good pleasure. He was happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
And so when he got, so when he adopted us, but anyway, something else I wanted to do today. Pastor, you have anything you'd like to share? Hallelujah.
I just wanted to read
all you guys about studying these scriptures, so I wanted to make sure I leave some time there for anybody who want to share anything from the scriptures I've given you guys.
I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, start with the third verse. It says, how blessed is God? And what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. Long before he laid
down. Those that don't know where she's at, she's on Ephesians 1 and 3 in the Messenger Bible. Ephesians 1 and 3 in the Messenger Bible. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. Verse 4, long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish giving by the hand of his beloved son. Amen. I just wanted to read that out of the Message Bible. Just, ooh, thank you, Lord.
Awesome. Awesome. So he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Give him the glory for his glory.
Hallelujah.
He freely made us one through the adoption program. You know, when you adopt a child, and I'm just going to say a little bit on this, but once you adopt a child, that child can have everything you have. That child become one with you. It can get your name. It can inherit everything that you have.
Amen.
So that's what makes us part of the inheritance. That's what makes us part of God, because we was adopted.
As an adopted child,
you get the same right as the birth child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. If you got an adopted child and they got your name, by you doing that, you make them equal partners in your inheritance, unless you got something spelled out differently. But from what I understand, we all, that's what the Bible says, in him we have redemption through his blood. We all got, and the forgiveness of sin according to what God's riches, glory, and grace is all about. We became adopted.
Amen.
So the enemy can't bother you at all. He can't say, well, you're not a Jew, or you don't belong to this church or this ministry. See, the devil throw you those kind of curveballs, but you don't have to receive that. You've been adopted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You have been adopted. I better say that one more time, because somebody don't that ain't hit your spirit yet. You've been adopted.
Yeah.
You're an adopted one.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You're not a stepchild.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not a second-class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the status is with the person that adopted you, that's what you are. So God put us right in his class.
Mm-hmm.
Or to Thank do that, you. He went on and forgave us of our sin.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So Ephesians 5 become a reality. 5:29 become a reality. We are members of his body, the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, just to show you about this adoption, and we'll leave it here. What time it is? Colossians. We'll read this. This will be our last scripture, 2:10. We went through a lot of scripture today, brothers and sisters. But we just want you to understand the base for everything. In Ephesians, Colossians, I think I said 2:10.
Colossians 2:10.
Yeah, you can read 11 too.
Okay. From the King James, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
It don't get any better than that, brothers and sisters. If you're listening, it don't get any better than that. You are complete in him. See, when you get adopted, you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm.
You're complete. You ain't even there. Last time I understood, but you're complete in Christ. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God did this. God made us complete in Christ.
Thank you.
That's what changed us. That was the game changer when he allowed us to be in Christ.
Yeah.
Then we become like him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. your heart had to be circumcised. But I thank God for you, Pastor, and for you all that was able to stick around for all of the broadcast today. Thank y'all so much. And tomorrow we'll be on Thankful Thursday. And
amen.
If you have anything else to say, Pastor, I want to say that Colossians 2 and 10 and 11, we've been given the fullness in Christ, and we are set free from our sin nature.
Amen.
And we had to forget, set free from it. And I know I'm going there, but I have to.
Mm-hmm.
When you've been adopted, your name changed. Your status changed. Your culture changed. When you've been adopted, you can't keep that. You don't keep that same name. When they give you your name, you got to forget about that other name. So when we got adopted, you had to get away that, get rid of that sin nature and accept nature that God offers.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And meanwhile, y'all